Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. Randy Kittle, I'm the Grants Coordinator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Just wanted to spend a few minutes today to talk about the Recreational Trails Program. We have a application cycle that is currently open. It's going to be closing the end of next week. So I just wanted to hit on a few highlights of that program for you here quick. Federal Highway Administration administers this program. The funds come to the state and we fund trail programs. This year we have approximately $1.3 million available. These funds are spent on a 30-30-40 split. So 30% of the money goes to motorized trails, 30% goes to non-motorized trails, and 40% is for diversified trails. We have competition for all those funds. Obviously, there is a lot more competition for the non-motorized and diversified funds than there is motorized. We take the applications annually from different entities. As a state, our department applies for these funds. We work with cities, counties, federal land management agencies, and tribal governments, as well as private and nonprofit trail organizations that offer trails that provide public benefit. The grants will reimburse the project sponsor up to 80% of the project cost. And these come in the form of a reimbursement after the applicant has finished the project. Okay, the program is overseen by an advisory council. It's a five-person commission that has been appointed. Kitty Kinsman from here in Rapid City is the chair. Dave Sweet from Sioux Falls. Diet Goss from Belle Fouche, Ken Bueller from Pierre, and Mel Fish from Yankton are on that commission. They represent specific trail user groups. They run the spectrum from motorized to non-motorized. We have walkers, we have equestrian users, we have off-highway HV vehicle users on that commission, making sure that all interest groups get a chance to have their projects heard. And get a fair chance at the money. As I mentioned, we do have an application cycle open. On the 8th of January of this year, we opened the cycle. Next Friday on the 12th of April, we will close the cycle. Then in the month of May, I will be going out across the state, visiting with all of the applicants, and we'll look at their application. We'll see if there are any shortfalls, anything that is not clear within the application. Try to fill in some of those details and get ready for the advisory council to meet in June, and we will review all of those applications. The council will make funding decisions. Then we will forward those decisions on to the governor's office and get approval from there. So hopefully later this year we'll have a good group of projects to bring forward and share with you. Do you have any questions at this point?
Any questions? No questions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So as we switch gears, we wanted to recognize and introduce Representative Mullally.